that presentation to the trustees.
Does it make it a day?
Thank you.
Okay, well, let's see, we've got one, two, three members, how many?
Four.
Oh, four, yeah. How many's in there?
We have six now, so.
Oh, so we're a lot smaller now.
And to excuse Regent Crystal Magalette.
Yeah.
She's one of the best today. But Mark is now.
Okay. Oh, my gosh, why is it my son?
Yeah, please.
Sit back there.
Okay, welcome, everybody. We'll go ahead and get started. Looks like we're 15 minutes behind already, so we want to try to get through some of these a little faster so we can have a little bit of time to talk about the budget further down the list. So we'll turn time over to the University of Utah to give us, or Utah State.
Thank you.
Utah State. Wow. I'll have to tell you a story about this tie. When I got up yesterday morning and put my suit on, I had no tie. I forgot to bring a tie. So my brother-in-law lives over in Smithfield, so I had to go over there and borrow one of his ties. And I said, I need a blue tie. I'm going to Utah State. He didn't have a decent blue tie. So that's what he's getting for Christmas this year.
Excellent.
Okay.
Ready to
turn it over to Utah State.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm Charles Darnell. I'm the Associate Vice President for Facilities at Utah State. And welcome. I thank you for our presentation today on our master planning. The focus of our master planning has been district planning. You can see how we've divided up the campus into all these different districts. This allows us actually to target more measurable goals over a 10 to 20 year period for a smaller area, as well as it kind of reduces the number of constituents. So it makes planning a lot more manageable with time. Recently completed master plans or district plans that we include this area of the North Core, and I guess the little green light's not going to work, so the point. We've done the East Gateway this year. We've also done Innovation Campus out this way. You can see at the top of the slide. We've also done some focus planning called on our utility master plan to ensure capacity, reliability, and energy efficiency over time. They're very important utility assets that we have here on campus. About 2 years ago, the last time we updated this group on our master plan, we had just completed the quad area, North Core. We'd also done transportation master planning for the campus. And coming up in the next couple of years, we're going to do a comprehensive housing master plan for USU's campus, as well as to look at the Central Academic Core, which has engineering and business and some other colleges there, sciences as well. So we've also done master plans in all of our regional campuses, or our statewide campuses, as we call them. You can see that none of these are any older than about 7 years. We like to turn these over approximately every 10 years, or depending on any major changes in the actual direction of a particular facility, we might update it every 2 or 3 years or 5 years. Here's some recently completed projects. We've taken down Valley View. If you're familiar with the USU campus, the Valley View Residence Hall has been replaced by Central Suites Residence Hall up here at the left. We've also completed the Sorsen Center for Clinical Excellence. The Life Sciences Building opened about a year ago. It's stunning. And Space Dynamics Lab, which is on our Innovation Campus to the north of the main campus here. Some other completed projects. We've done a museum addition to the Fine Arts Facility, as well as the Noel and Gene Danes Concert Hall renovation. To the far right is in Kaysville, toward the Botanical Center there. You see the Education Center that was recently completed. And at the bottom, three slides are our 700 North Phase 1 renovations that we've done to improve pedestrian safety. You can see we've added pedestrian crossing lights. We've also separated buses and bike and pedestrian traffic, and we have some artwork here that's to try to dissuade most jaywalkers, although you've seen a few jump the artwork and jaywalk anyway. Very nice project if you've been able to get out and get a chance to look at it. Projects that are either in design or construction right now, we have our B&R facility. Specifically, what's being added on is this front entrance right in here to enhance the entryway to the building. We're also doing the wing there to the left that you see on that rendering. That project was just funded here recently in the last year, and we're very much in design, or actually in construction on that. Also in design is the Mountain View Valley Residence Hall replacement. It mirrors on the map the other one that you just saw a few minutes ago that replaced Valley View. This is a new parking ramp structure that's in design, hopefully to be constructed in the next year down here to the left. This IT facility is actually being designed for potential future expansion. This is a self-funded project, and for potentially some additional administrative services facilities. The building that's suggested in the back is a future parking ramp, which is really not under design or consideration at this time. And then finally, to the lower right is a really nice rendering of a Moab building that we intend to add. It's under design at this time.
Can you show us where that new residence is going to be on the campus?
Yeah, I sure can. See if I can get out of the way of my own shadow here. This is the one that's under design right now, and this is the one that was just completed and opened.
So is that where the old high-rise
yes,
ones were?
The high-rises are kind of in this general vicinity right in here.
That little blue that little blue rectangle is one of the high-rises that still exists. The other one has come down. So that little blue rectangle will come down once the second Central Suites building is constructed.
I spent a week in one of those high rises about 50 years ago. The men's and the women's.
Yeah.
Probably one week I was here for Boy State, and later in the summer I was here for the Liddell Anderson basketball camp. I think we saw Liddell once. There were zero basketball courts on campus available. The only basketball court was the field house, and so we had to have our whole camp up at the LDS church gyms up to the east of the campus.
The residence halls probably haven't changed much in that time frame, so.
We can save you a brick when we take that other one down.
That's okay. It was a wonderful experience.
If you have our handout, this map is in there. I'll let you review it your own leisure, where the locations of all the projects are that we've talked about here in this presentation. Essentially, the Mehdi Harabi Global Teaching and Learning Center is our capital development request for this coming fiscal year funding cycle. Future projects that we're anticipating are the Rayview West renovation and animal science renovation. These are older facilities on campus that are in dire need of restoration and modernizing. Also our Hyper facility, which is just located across the street from where we are right here. The bottom three projects, of course, are self-funded projects for the campus. The Bullen Residence Halls, for everyone's information, since I don't have a pointer, are these U2 looking shaped airplane designs parked on the ground. So those will come up here very soon to be looked at, I'm sure, in our housing master plan that we're going to be launching this year. Central Suites parking, that will be this area right in here, number 10. Basically, we were thinking that we were going to be able to accommodate Central Suites parking in the new parking ramp that I showed you a picture of a minute ago here, but it was just too large. And so we're now going to accommodate student parking with a new ramp back there by the two new residence halls. And then the junction renovation. The junction, if I get it right, is located right in here. And it is where most of the food service is done here on campus. And with the expansion of a lot of the different cafeterias within certain buildings that we've constructed in the last few years, they're in dire need of extra space and modern space. So we're actually studying junction right now. So here's a very nice rendering of our capital development request for this funding cycle. Again, the Mehdi Harabi Global Teaching and Learning Center. And this actually attaches to Raby West. And very exciting facility for us. So with that, that is our master planning update for the two-year cycle. And I'm glad to entertain any additional questions.
Any questions? Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, we need to have a motion to approve the master plan.
Second.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the motion carries. Next item is, it's too dark in here. Utah State refunding on bonds. So Dave, are you going to handle that?
Yeah, I will. Charles, can you get these lights on for me? So thank you. Utah State University has an opportunity to refund some bonds. These are actually fairly new bonds. They were issued in February of 2018. It was a small issue for just over $6 million, and we funded this as a direct placement to an individual bank. And we did that because we were looking at the maturity on these bonds to be less than 10 years. And we had a one-year call provision. So in February, we were able to start looking at this to see if there was a refunding opportunity. And as rates have come back down to where they are, we actually have a nice refunding opportunity. So we had originally a 3.05% through interest cost, and we'll be able to lock in the rate today at 1.88, which gives us about a 4% net present value savings, or $300,000 over the next 8 years, which is the remaining time on this bond. So this will also be a direct placement to a bank who's offered us the lowest rates, as we've done some shopping around there to see what kind of opportunities we had. So very straightforward refunding to just simply take advantage of lower rates, and we're seeking your approval to move ahead.
Okay, anybody have any questions?
Well, I'd have to abstain. Yeah, do you know which bank?
Chase,
okay.
Yeah.
I'd move approval.
Okay, second. Second by
Mark.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. I skipped the discussion on growth funding task force, and we're going to do that after we get through all these action items. I want to make sure we get through the action items. So, next item is Snow College, refunding of bonds.
Yeah.
Okay.
We also have the opportunity to refinance some bonds and take advantage of some savings. These are student fee and housing bonds that were issued back in 2011 for our most recent housing building. At the time that we presented this, the savings were about 10% or $1.25 million. With the current rates today, it's down a little bit, about $950,000 or 7% savings. But that approximates about 70,000 savings per year to the college, which would be great. We are working with Zions Bank and Gilmore and Bell on this. So that's our proposals to refinance those. Any questions?
Yeah, do you have a buyer form yet?
Buyer on that?
Is it Zions?
Yeah, the underwriter is going to be Piper Jaffray.
Okay.
It'll be a negotiated bond sale.
Okay, it's negotiated, I'm okay.
Okay, any other?
Move approval.
Okay, do you have a second? Okay, any other discussion?